Christ's emptying of himself. In preparation for that, I'd like to read from Mark chapter 10, beginning with verse 41. And hearing this, the ten began to feel indignant toward James and John, because James and John had asked Jesus if they could sit at his right hand. And calling them to himself, to the other ten, Jesus said to them, "You know that those who are recognized as rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great men exercise authority over them. But it is not so among you. Whoever wishes to become great among you shall be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you shall be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." This morning I'd like you to consider and meditate a bit upon Christ coming as a servant. Not just coming into the world, but coming as a servant. And to give his life a ransom for many, and I'm glad that I'm included among the men. And I'm sure you are as well. As we confess our sins, let's confess how we fail to understand the depth of meaning of that, how we fail to emulate it, to demonstrate it ourselves, how we fail in our own sense of service to God and to one another. So let us pray. Oh Lord, we confess our sinfulness, our wickedness, our sloth, our failure to serve as we ought to serve, our failure to emulate Christ as we ought to emulate him, our failure to model him. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you showed us the way to live, the way to serve. Oh Lord, forgive us for how we fall short. Thank you that our sins are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. Continue to use us, Lord, as servants for your glory, for the sake of the kingdom, and for the sake of one another, that we might serve you the way you served us. Thank you, Lord, that you've counted us among the many for whom you came to serve. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. In your name we pray, dear Jesus. Amen.